Hello, my name is Gabriel McBird, and it's the, what date is it today? The 12th of June. And this is somewhere I actually visited last week, last Thursday, I think. But I didn't want to do a live recording from there, mainly because I was losing battery power. I've certainly had no fear of saying what I thought about the place. Don't generally, and I try to give a live recording. But this was a visit to what has now become really a bit of a chain, Leon's. I was at Liverpool Street and looking around for a quick bite to eat, really. I thought I'd give Leon's a go. It's meant to be healthy. And I had a fish wrap. And I was wondering what to have with it. They have baked fries, I think they call them. But I opted for something a bit lighter. I opted for effectively they were cold peas. I think they were meant to have a bit of mint with them. And it came with a slice of lemon juice. I have to say from the outset, really, I was rather disappointed with the experience. Because while I understand it's meant to be healthy, I think the wrap, the peas, and it was basically a fruit juice thing they had. It was about £8, which I thought was really expensive. Because the wrap was effectively, if you can imagine, fish fingers kind of mushed together. And that was what the filling of the wrap was like. So there was a hint of kind of breadcrumby taste and kind of, you know, mushed up fish. As I say, with a hint of breadcrumbs in a wrap. No flavouring as such, a little bit of mayo, but for me, it lacked flavour and interest. There was a few sort of rather boring little bits of lettuce in there. But it just, you know, it was just bland when I tried it. I thought, you know, this isn't actually very tasty. And while I can get it down my neck, yes, it will fill me up. But eating it gives me no joy at all. And the peas were, they were cold peas, which is fair enough. I certainly don't mind cold peas, with a bit of lemon juice. And no other flavour. There wasn't enough of a minty flavour. If I compare it to the macho peas that Nando's offer as a portion of peas, this just came nowhere. Again, it was bland and unimaginative. And I left the place a bit underwhelmed, really. I thought, I know this is meant to be healthy food, but if this is the best you can do, it's really unimaginative. I'm not going to eat that and think, yeah, that I've eaten healthily, but I've eaten tastily. Yeah, I'm going to think, well, I've eaten healthily, I've eaten frugally, I've eaten bland, boring food, and this isn't going to do much to encourage anyone to eat healthily long term. I've spoken before about places like Deli France or whatever it's called, Delice de France or whatever they call the place, which is a sandwich shop that's meant to be French influenced. And again, when you go there, you know, you look at the sandwiches on offer, and they're totally uninspiring. They're not flavoured with anything interesting. And this was the same. I mean, I think Leon's have got to do better. And I'm sure there was a time when they did do better as well. But, you know, I've got to mark my visit there as 4 out of 10 for just being truly uninspiring, really. It was expensive. And it gave me no particular desire to go back there. So, you know, do contact me if anyone wants to convince me that Leon's is a good place after all. And, you know, give me a few suggestions as to things I can try. Then do let me know.